From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. U.S. counselor to discuss regional and bilateral issues with Indonesia and Thailand. Indonesia records a transaction value of more than 3 billion rupiah at the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents Fair 2023. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Counselor of the United States Department of State Derek Chollet and an interagency delegation are visiting Indonesia and Thailand from March 20 to the 24th, 2023. As reported by Antara State News Agency, during his visit, Counselor Chollet will engage with senior government leaders and key stakeholders in Indonesia and Thailand on bilateral and regional issues. According to a media note from the Office of the Spokesperson of the U.S. Department of State, which was released by the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta on Monday. One of the regional issues that Counselor Chollet will discuss during his meeting with senior Indonesian and Thai officials is the effort to address the worsening crisis in Myanmar and ways to seek a peaceful and just resolution rooted in the will of the people of Myanmar. Indonesia participated again at the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, or MATA Fair, the largest tourism exhibition in Malaysia, on March 17 to the 19, 2023, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Monday pointed out, at the MATA Fair, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy invited 20 sellers from Indonesia to promote 5 super priority destinations with an emphasis on the promotion of Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province. During the 2023 MATA Fair, Sandiaga Uno revealed a potential visit of 1,351 pax had created a transaction value of 3 billion rupiah, or around $195,000, and this achievement will still increase.
Ini adalah angka terakhir, yaitu potensi.
This is the final number, namely a potential visit of 1,351 pax with a transaction value of 3 billion rupiah, and this is still temporary. Thus, the government hopes there will be more than that. It's approaching our target to rebuild tourism in the post-pandemic era. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga conveyed that MATA Fair 2023 had been closed with a sales mission on March 2023. According to Sandiaga, the Indonesia's participation at the MATA Fair 2023 is because Malaysia is Indonesia's main tourism market and it is the largest contributor for tourists coming. Next, we have the Indonesian Health Ministry that appointed Komodo Labuan Bajo Hospital as a referral hospital for the 42nd ASEAN Summit in West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. On March 14, 2023, the West Manggarai Regional Government received a letter from the Ministry of Health regarding the appointment of Komodo Labuan Bajo Hospital as the referral hospital for the ASEAN Summit. The hospital management must prepare the hospital to welcome the event. This was conveyed by head of West Manggarai District, Edi Stasius Endi, stated in Labuan Bajo on Monday as reported by Antara State News Agency. The ministry appointed Labuan Bajo Hospital as a referral hospital for the VIP delegation of the ASEAN Summit that will be held in Labuan Bajo on May 9 to the 11, 2023. The last national news comes from Indonesian Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Abdullah Azwar Anas, who has emphasized the importance of digitalization of the government level as part of improving the bureaucracy. According to a statement received by Antara State News Agency, the minister said at the Electronic-Based Government System Summit 2023 on Monday, digitalization will support the government's efforts to offer public services. He added there is no such thing as public services getting better without technology and digitalization. Now we move to the international news. King Faisal Foundation stated when honoring the winners of the King Faisal Prize 2023 that they serve people and enrich humanity with their pioneering work, so deserve to be honored and recognized for their distinguished efforts. As quoted by ArabNews.com, a glittering award ceremony was held in Riyadh on Monday under the patronage of King Salman and on his behalf, Prince Faisal bin Bandar, governor of Riyadh region, attended the ceremony for handing over the King Faisal Prize to the winners this year. The annual awards are the most prestigious in the Muslim world and recognize outstanding achievement in services to Islam, Islamic studies, Arabic language and literature, medicine, and science. The United States has urged Chinese President Xi Jinping to press Vladimir Putin on ceasing the war crimes being carried out by Russia in Ukraine. As quoted by BBC.com, the two will meet again on Tuesday for official talks during Mr. Xi's first visit to Moscow since the invasion. The White House's National Security Council spokesman called on Mr. Xi to urge his Russian counterpart to withdraw troops from Ukraine. John Kirby said seeking a ceasefire wouldn't be enough. We end the news with Da Nang Airport that has been ranked the third most improved in the 2023 Skytrax World Airport Awards. As reported by VOVworld.vn, it was also named among the 10 best regional airports in Asia. Those that predominantly serve domestic or regional short-haul international flights. The award category recognizes airports with the best transformation over a 12-month period. Skytrax annual awards honor airlines, airports, and associated services. The overall evaluation criteria is based on passenger satisfaction from 100 countries. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea have been built since the country was still part of Australia and continued when Papua New Guinea became independent in 1975. Indonesia views the existence of Papua New Guinea as an important country, especially with regard to Indonesia's diplomacy in the Pacific regarding the position of West Papua in Indonesian territory. In the two periods of President Joko Widodo's administration, the Indonesian leader has visited Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea twice. This Tuesday, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Papua New Guinea, Justin Kachenko, visited Indonesia to hold a meeting with his Indonesian counterpart, Retno Marsudi. The meeting discussed various fields within the framework of bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Both countries will discuss important aspects such as economy and security related to border crosses, bearing in mind that the agreement on the prevention and control of cross-border crime and capacity building expired in 2022. Meanwhile, in terms of the economy, according to data from the Indonesian representative in Port Moresby, the value of Indonesia-Papua New Guinea trade in 2021 reached $172 million, and increased nearly 100% to $322 million in 2022. In addition, there is also cross-traditional trade limit that makes a large enough contribution. The amount is estimated to reach tens of billions of rupiahs for Indonesia's economic coffers. In fact, the bilateral relations between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea are very close and need each other, especially amid the issue of armed criminal groups that often act around the border. So, a meeting of the two foreign ministers to strengthen and respect each other's position is a must. The plan to develop a special economic zone in Papua New Guinea, which requires a large supply of electricity, has made Port Moresby stakeholders look at the potential for electricity in West Papua, Indonesia, to be able to meet this need. In addition, the Preferential Trade Agreement and Bilateral Investment Treaty Plan can increase trade cooperation between the two countries. Like the two other neighboring countries, Timor-Leste and Malaysia, Papua New Guinea is a neighboring country which also shares a direct land border with Indonesia. The length of Indonesia-Papua New Guinea border from the north to the south is more than 800 kilometers, marked by 52 pillars or border stakes. Seeing this geography, both countries must be able to conclude mutually beneficial agreements and mutually maintain environmental security to ensure the creation of peace and prosperity for the two countries.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of 21st March as the commemoration of World Poetry Day. World Poetry Day was inaugurated in November 1999 by UNESCO. They believe that poetry has an important role in the history, art, and culture of society from ancient times until now. UNESCO also wants the revival of the spirit inscribed in the poetry recital. They also emphasize that the relationship between poetry and other works of art, such as drama, dance, music, and painting, is not lost with time. World Poetry Day was first observed on 21st March 2000. Next, March 21st as Down Syndrome Day Remembrance. In December 2011, the United Nations General Assembly declared 21st March as World Down Syndrome Day to raise public awareness about Down syndrome. This resolution was also supported and sponsored by 78 UN member states. World Down Syndrome Day was celebrated for the first time in the following year, namely 2012. The choice of March 21st illustrates the uniqueness of the condition of Down syndrome itself. The 21st represents chromosome 21, while March is the third month representing the condition of a patient with Down syndrome who has three chromosomes 21. We end today in history with the commemoration of World Forest Day. The United Nations declare March 21st as International Day of Forests or International Day of Forests. World Forest Day was celebrated for the first time on 21st March 2013 based on a UN resolution on 28 November 2012. This commemoration aimed to celebrate and raise awareness of the importance of all types of forests. Besides, this commemoration also encourages community participation to take part in making real effort to build better forest sustainability. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal. Cut. Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono invited South Korean investors to take part in building Indonesia's new national capital Nusantara. In his statement in Jakarta last Friday, March 17, the minister said cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea has been established for quite a long time. Previously, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing had worked closely with K-Water, which had excellent experience, technology, and capability in the water management sector. In order to strengthen and expand international cooperation in the development of Nusantara, the Government of Indonesia through the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing attended the Korea-Indonesian New City Cooperation Forum. The event was organized by the South Korean Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport in Jakarta. Minister Basuki said this forum became the starting point for cooperation between the two countries, especially in the development of the new national capital Nusantara. In addition, Indonesia and South Korea also signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Technical Cooperation in the Transfer and Development of Nusantara, which will become the basis for a bilateral mechanism and for South Korean companies to actively contribute in working together to build the new capital. Minister Basuki explained in 2019, the government of Indonesia had decided to move the national capital from Jakarta to Nusantara, a new location in East Kalimantan. This transfer was carried out due to enormous population pressures, massive urbanizations and environmental damage on the island of Java, especially Jakarta. The Indonesian government is very serious in developing the new national capital Nusantara, because the carrying capacity of Jakarta as the national capital is very limited. Starting from the availability of clean water, population, economic development, transportation and others. In addition, the government also wants to more evenly distribute development throughout the country. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transportation of South Korea, Won Hee-ryong, hopes through this forum, the two countries can create new values and opportunities for cooperation and share their respective experiences so that there is a transfer of knowledge. He hopes the two countries will continue actively working together and moving towards a better future, and connection between Indonesia and South Korea can be more closely intertwined.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, various unique traditions are carried out by the Indonesian people to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. One of them, which is done by the people of Lombok, is the tradition of bersinan or purification. This tradition is still being done by the people of Karang Renyah Hamlet, Central Lombok, and Batu Tumpeng Hamlet, West Lombok. Bersinan tradition is held every 30 Shaban of the Islamic calendar or the day before fasting. Bersinan tradition is marked by roah or zikir, which means religious chant together in the mosque, which is led by the guru or kiai, which means religious teacher. After carrying out the prayer together, the people eat the dishes that have been prepared by the women and teenage girls in the dulang, or food container for Sasak people. The food served is usually chicken opor or chicken curry, chicken egg, and many more. Bersinan tradition means maintaining the bonds of friendship and kinship among fellow citizens. In addition, with this tradition, people want to cleanse their heart and souls when welcoming Ramadan. So the fasting worship that is done brings blessings. Apart from bersinan tradition, other traditions done by the people of Lombok to welcome Ramadan, namely visiting graves, then they gather and forgive each other. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is membeli obat di apotek or buying medicine at the pharmacy. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Berapa Harga Obat Ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means, how much does this medicine cost? How much does this medicine cost? This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a pharmacy salesperson. Dev buys stomachache medicine and asks the pharmacy salesperson the price. The pharmacy salesperson then informs him about the price. Let's listen to their conversation.
Berapa harga obat ini? Harga satu botol Rp20.000.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's conversation on berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means, how much does this medicine cost? I will say the words slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Berapa harga? Berapa harga? Which means, how much is the price? Obat ini? Obat ini? Which means, this medicine. Berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means, how much does this medicine cost? In the conversation, you heard the phrase berapa harga obat ini? Berapa harga obat ini? Which means how much does this medicine cost? This is used to ask the price in that utterance, the expression berapa harga, which means how much is the price, is used to ask the price of the medicine. To ask the price, the expression berapa harga, which means how much is the price, is followed by something which price is being asked. For example, obat ini, which means this medicine. Other examples. In addition to being placed at the beginning of the utterance to ask the price, the question word berapa, berapa, which means how much, can be placed at the end of the sentence. Let's listen to the words to ask the price. Berapa, berapa, which means how much. Harga masker ini berapa? Harga masker ini berapa? Which means, how much does this mask cost?
harga minyak angin berapa? Harga minyak angin berapa? Which means, what is the price of ointment? In addition to chemical-based drugs, Indonesians are familiar with traditional medicines such as jamu. Jamu, which means herbal medicine. Jamu is a term for medicine made from herbal roots, leaves, etc. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example conversation once again.
Berapa harga obat ini? Harga satu botol Rp20.000.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic on membeli obat di apotek or buying medicine at the pharmacy and a conversation entitled Berapa Harga Obat Ini? Berapa Harga Obat Ini? Which means how much does this medicine cost? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Cinta itu
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Semoga Abadi by Ngah Suhardi and S.Y. Maranti. The song was composed by Said Muhtar Husin. This song tells about someone who doesn't dare to express his love for the person he loves. He's worried whether the person he loves already has a lover. He also hopes that one day his love will unite. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Semoga Abadi, which means Hope It's Eternal, by Ngah Suhardi and S.Y. Maranti. Enjoy the song.
Mama
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.